Yo, what up? It's Josh, and welcome to the Albestia Experience.
I won't pretend that I intend to stop living.
Yo, yo, yo. So today I actually want to talk to you about an interesting kind of concept that I've been, not concept, it's more of a, it's a way of life, it's a way of being, and that is conserving your sexual energy and transmuting it into and for higher purposes. Now, that sounds pretty crazy. You might have heard about the whole NoFap thing and how NoFap, you know, you might have your own opinion on it, you might have tried it and you think it's really, really fucking helped. You may be skeptical about it and you might be like, what the fuck are you guys talking about? You know, what, like, conserving your sexual energy, that just sounds crazy. Well, I'm here to tell you that I've been trying it out and I've noticed a significant increase in my energy. And if you think about it, energy is everything. Energy is what gives us the potency in life. Energy is what, energy is everywhere. And the more energy you have, the more resources you have. It's almost like a fuel. The more fuel you have to go out and achieve your goals and go after what you really want in life. Now, that to me is so, so important because, you know, if you're on a path to progression, you're on a path of self-mastery, you're on a path of growth, you need whatever you can because it's tough out there, man. Life is challenging. There's certain obligations that you have that you have to fulfill. There is always, you know, there's always questions to be asked of you. And so therefore, you need whatever you can muster to give yourself the best chances. And another, you know, so another benefit of using that sexual energy and that sexual potency is the fact that nobody else really uses it. If you're a man and you're conserving your seed, you're conserving that energy, you're going to be way more kind of power. Your presence is going to be way more felt than any other man because they don't simply have that built up in them. And sexual energy is our most potent, strong form of energy. I've actually been reading a book recently called the Man, it's by Mantak Chia, and it's called Secrets of the Taoist Love or something like that. And what he talks about is how our chi energy is the life energy that we have. It's the life force. And when we're born, it's almost like we're given, say, £1 million or $1 million or whatever. Just, this is like an arbitrary idea, but it's like you're given a certain amount of chi energy when you're born. And when you're young, when you're in your teenage years, your early 20s, up until, you know, your 30s, probably, you know, you feel like you have infinite amounts of chi energy. You have infinite amounts of it, and so you just, you know, ejaculate it out everywhere. You just try and fuck everything, masturbate, you know. And you waste a lot of your chi energy on things that aren't helping you. However, later on in life, you realize that you slow down. Your body isn't as, you know, powerful as it once was. You don't have as much energy because you've depleted that. You haven't took care of those resources within yourself. And that's essentially what Mantak Chia talks about in kind of reserving your sexual energy for higher spiritual and physical and intellectual pursuits to kind of better oneself, which I fully, fully endorse. So yeah, that's pretty much the vibe I've been on recently. I think another thing when it comes to sexual energy is that, you know, chi or chi energy. With chi energy, you can basically cultivate and grow your chi energy by living a healthy lifestyle, by, you know, eating healthily, by not working too hard. Work hard, but not too hard. Don't burn yourself out, you know. Exercise, having close relationships, friends, lovers, all that thing, all that good stuff helps cultivate your chi energy. And that's when you see a guy who's like 35 years old, you look at him and he's like, he looks good, he looks young, he looks young, but he looks healthy, he looks potent, he looks powerful, he's in great shape. That's someone you want to aspire to be, because you look at him and it's like, shit, he's got a lot of he's got a lot of power, he's got like an aura. That's what cultivating and maintaining your chi energy is all about. It's about building that life force within you so it sustains long into your later years. That's how you're going to live a longer life. That's how you're going to live a long, healthy existence where, you know, your brain's working, you feel good in yourself, and you're going to be able to, you know, work and thrive well into your 30s, 40s and 50s. So yeah, I think it's all about taking a long-term view on things like sexual energy, you know, building it over time and not wasting it wastefully. Another thing I've really experienced with basically doing NoFap, semen retention, and maintaining my sexual essence or my life energy or whatever you want to call it, what I've noticed is that I've got a lot more energy to put into my goals, and therefore I'm a lot more on it. Like, I have more testosterone, I'm like bam bam bam, you know, I've got more motivation, I want to go and do shit. That's really, really, really important. In terms of women attraction and female attraction, I haven't really noticed anything, to be honest with you. I'm sure the ladies love me, but but you know, you've got to, you know, motivation, having that willpower to go out and do shit because you've got this expenditure of energy is going to enable you to go out and achieve your goals, when before maybe you just want to sit around and just not do shit and just lay in bed and just chill the fuck out. You now, you've got that excess energy to kind of give it that power, that potency to go out and kill it. And that's really what it is about being a man. That's that man cutting through energy that, you know, that makes us men. That's what makes us alpha males. And when you don't have that, you're almost like a woman in many ways. You feel depleted, you feel weak, you know, your health decreases, you know, you don't feel strong, you don't feel like, say if someone challenges you, you're not going to stand up to them because you don't really believe in yourself, you don't have much self-esteem, you're a little bit depressed, life's a bit shit. That's what it's, man, don't do that shit. You want to maintain that energy to give you that strength of character to go out and get it and kill it. And that's what's going to make you a lion. That's what makes you a king. That's what's going to make you a fucking cheater, because you have that energy. You know, Muhammad Ali, for example, it was rumored that he didn't have sex for like a year before his bouts because he was maintaining his sexual energy. Because he knew deep down that when he maintained his sexual energy, he had that fire in the belly to go and get it. You know, a lot of boxers do that, a lot of athletes do that. They maintain their sexual energy and they use it for higher purposes than just ejaculation. So yeah, I think if you can look past, you know, the comfort of just ejaculation, the habits, the addiction to it, if you can go past that and build your chi energy, your vital energies, you're gonna feel like you have superpowers. You're gonna feel like you have the extra edge over other people. When you walk in a room, your energy's gonna be felt. You're gonna be alive. You're gonna wanna, You're going to want to just do shit and be a fucking hero. That's what it's about. So yeah, anyway, I'm rambling here. But that was my little podcast for the week. Sexual transmutation. Get that fucking down, because when you can transmute your sexual energies into higher goals and higher purposes, you're going to have that cutting through energy, which is going to help you achieve all of your goals and be the fucking hero that you know you always wanted to be.